Now, this is salt. And after the class, we will have the Abhishek, of course. No, we will have the small 5 minutes video prepared by the Gasparilla Parade, which we did this year in the Tampa. And believe me, it was cold. It was cold. But somehow or other, we had all the 60, 65 youth came. And you will see the video prepared by our future youth, which is Kunja, Modi, and Darren. They are the young boys. And they have prepared this video for 4 minutes. So you will see that. And after that, we will have Abhishek. Abhishek is for everybody. Everybody can take part in the Abhishek. And of course, during the Abhishek, we will have Amal Harinam and Vishwambhar and Kirtan Premin, they all will lead the big Kirtan. So please stay up to the now last at 9 o'clock. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Kirtan.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभूतं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदानुसहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धुजगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते. तप्तकञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसृदयी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिय वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चतादेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशति गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम राम. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. So as I mentioned, the Jagannath Ashtakam was actually compiled by Adi Shankaracharya, and Lord Chaitanya, when he was in Jagannath Puri, he was reciting this Jagannath Ashtakam always. And the idea is that by learning Lord Chaitanya's mood, as you know, Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Radharani. When he entered in Jagannath Puri temple, he wanted to embrace Lord Jagannath, seeing Lord Jagannath as a Shyam Sundar, want to embrace Lord Jagannath. And we want to learn what was his mood by Lord Chaitanya, what he was thinking, interpreting, what was his mood. So by reciting these prayers, we can, and what we can learn something from this Jagannath, from these prayers. And if you know the meanings of that, then we can pray with, we can chant with emotions. You see. So I thought we can discuss that. So what we're gonna do is that we will chant the one shloka of we all together, This Prabhu is with his, and the, we have also Mridanga player. And we all chant together first one, then I will talk about it, then we go to next one, we chant, and I will talk about it. This way, we will try to finish all the, complete the 8 shlokas, okay? So, you want to start it? Let's start it together. And the tune is, Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami. So start it.
Kadachit kalindi tatavipina sangeeta padalo mudhadiri nari vadana kamala svada madhupa rama shambhu brahma marapati ganeshachita pado Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me
Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me.
So here Lord Chaitanya, he is telling to Lord Jagannath, he said, Kadachit Kalindi. Kadachit means sometime. He says, somewhere else, you were somewhere. Before you came here, you were somewhere. Where were you? Kalindi Tata. Kalindi is the Jamuna River, coming from the Kalindi Parvat. Now, some Acharya says the Kalindi is mentioned because the Krishna, the black Krishna, took a bath in the Kalindi, that's why she is called Kalindi. Some says that because person who takes a bath in the Kalindi river, Kalindi, he is not affected by the Kali Yuga. So this is different, Acharya says different things. So here, he is saying here that you were somewhere, where? Kalindi Tata. You were in the near the Kalindi Tata. What is the forest near the Kalindi? Which forest is near Kalindi? Vrindavan. So you were in Vrindavan, and what were you doing in Vrindavan? She said, you were in the forest, which is Vrindavan. And what were you doing in Vrindavan? She says, Sangeeta Karavo. You were playing flute in Vrindavan. Sangeeta Karavo. And what were you doing? Why you were playing flute? She said, in Vrindavan, to attract the ladies. Muda Bhidi Nari. You were playing so nicely that flute, that the ladies, all the gopis were attracted to you. They were coming to you, they were running. As soon as you play the flute, and they would come running. And what were you doing? They were hearing the flute and they were so happy to hear. And their faces were like a lotus flower. And just like the honey goes from the flower to flower to take the bees, take the flower, honey from the lotus. Similarly, these beautiful lotus faces, ladies, gopis, you are taking that honey from them. You know, you are attracting them. Yeah? So you, this way, you were enjoying it. You know? So you are taking advantage of them, he said. Kamala Swada Madhura, he said. Just like Kamala Swada Madhura, Madhura means the honey. You are doing that, he said. So, so it says that now some might be think when they hear, some might be think that this is like a some love, you know, in the material world, love between the boy and the girl. Some would think like that. No, he says, Adi Shankaracharya says no. Lord Chaitanya is in there. Why? Because he says, Rama Sambhu Brahma Narapati Ganesh Sarchita Padu. Rama, who is the Rama? Rama is the Lakshmi Devi. You know, the Lakshmi Devi is massaging the feet of the Lord. You know. Then Sambhu, Lord Shiva, what the Sambhu does? Sambhu has actually composed Gopal Sahasranam. And Sambhu is always chanting the glories of the Lord. Then Sambhu. Then Brahma. What is Brahma has done? Govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. Brahma has done that, compiled the Guru. Brahma Samhita. Right? Then Amarapati. Who is Amarapati?
Indra.
Indra. How does Indra do? Indra, there is a pastime here mentioned that the Indra, you know, Jagannath Prasad is very famous. You know that. Prasad is offered, Jagannath eats the prasadam, he washes his hands, and another offering comes. He washes his hands, another offering comes. He keeps eating and eating and eating, talking, that's what he does in Jagannath Puri. We'll talk about that. So here, the Indra also came one time, because he there is a prasadam. He came in a regular form, as a regular man. He came and he went to the Amrit Bazaar, which is the where the Jagannath prasadam is distributed. He went there and he went to the panda who was selling the prasadam. He said, "Give me the rice, give me the dal, give me sabji, give me that. And he had taken all the prasadam. And the bill was like 1,000 rupees, you know. And the shopkeeper says, "So give me now 1,000 rupees, sir." He said, "What is rupees? I don't know rupees." The shopkeeper said, don't play smart. You know, you took prasadam, you have to pay money." No, I don't have money. I'm going to give you money. I don't have money. "Sir, then you leave the prasadam." No. I mean, you know, I have to take it. So he's running with the prasadam, Lord Indra. And the shopkeeper is running behind him. And they are coming to the shore of the, you know, Jagannath Puri is right on the bank of the ocean shore. So he is right there, he comes. And this Lord Indra is going behind. He said, "Why are you following me?" "Well, sir, I mean, you took my prasadam. You have to give me money." "I am Indra." "Well," shopkeeper says, "I am also Indra, you know that? Give me the prasad, give me money," he said. No, "I am Indra." At that time, the Airavat elephant came from the sky, and the shopkeeper was very happy, and he actually saw, this is the Indra, you know. And that place is called, because Indra came from the Swargdwar, from the heaven, so even today at that place is called the Swargdwar. So anybody who leaves the body there, they go back to heaven at that place. So this is the Lord Indra. So Indra also came, and then he says, the Ganeshwar, of course, Ganesh, you know the past of the Ganesh, pastime of the Ganesh. Ganesh is there coming from Kanchi, there is whole pastime, but the time is not, I don't have enough time, we had told this pastime last time. So we will not tell, but that Ganesh is coming from the Kanchipuram, the Purushottam Dev. He was attracted by the daughter of this Kanchipuram king, and then he wanted to get married. But then when his main person in charge of this king came to the Jagannath Puri, and during the Rath Yatra, this Purushottam Dev, he was sweeping the floor, sweeping the street. And this Kanchipuram king thought that his secretary, whoever is the chief minister, he saw our daughter, our princess is going to get married with him, Purushottam Dev. He's sweeping the floor, he is. He's a bhangi. You know bhangi, right? Sweeping the road. He's there. How can he get married? He cannot. Our princess cannot get married with her. So of course, he went there, and then Kanchi, the Purushottam Dev, went with her. With a whole his battalion party to fight. And of course, the arrangement was that if Kanchipur, the policy was that they had made that if the Kanchipuram king was worshipping Lord Ganesh, and Purushottam Dev of course worshipping Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So Purushottam Dev was praying to Lord Jagannath, "Please, you have to help me. You have to help me." So Jagannath said, "Don't worry." So Jagannath and Baldev, they are going, before the Purushottam Dev goes to fight, they are going ahead. with a white horse and black horse as a fighter, as a what do you call the soldiers to fight with the king of Kanchipuram. Of course, Kanchipuram lost. So our arrangement was that if he lives, then Lord Ganesh will come to Jagannath Puri. And if the Purushottam they lose, then he has to turn over Jagannath Balaram Subhadra to in the Kanchipuram, and they will be behind the Lord Ganesh. So of course, anyhow, Purushottam they won that fight, and of course by the Lord Jagannath Balaram, they were as a soldiers, they went there, and they were. Purushottam and the Kanchipuram was defeated, so Lord Ganesh came to the here in the Jagannath Puri, and that Lord Ganesh is still there in Jagannath Puri. If you go for darshan, is there. So this is the Lord, and of course Ganesh also is a pujari of Lord Narasimhadev. So this is my Lord. So he says, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatmi. Oh Lord Jagannath, please be merciful. Don't leave my object of my vision, please don't leave. Usually in the material world we are having problem. Why? Because we forgetting the Lord. If you remember the Lord all the time, then we are not afraid of anything, right? The problem, difficulties comes because we are forgetting the Lord. So here Lord Chaitanya is praying that please, you don't leave. You stay here with me, you see. And this is what devotee is praying to. And what is the prayer of Sikshastakam? Sunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahenam. Right? And same way in the gopis are also singing, they are cursing Brahma, because Brahma has given these eyelids. And every time our eyelids are popping, they cannot. All the gopis, they are cursing Brahma that you give us eyelids, we cannot even see Lord of our lords, because we have to close our eyes. Right? So please do that. So this is the object of our vision. So let's go to next one. Bhuja savye venu sirasi sikhipi shankatita te. Dukhalam etante sahacharita paksham chidudate Sada simat vrindavana vasati lila parichayo Jagannatha swami nayana patagami bhavatume Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. So here Lord Chaitanya is singing. Bhuje Sevya Venu. Lord is holding Venu in his left hand. And he is Sirasi Sikhi Picham Katitate. Lord is having the beautiful peacock feather on his head. And Katitate, on the west, he is having tie up with yellow cloth. Usually it's not yellow, it's usually golden cloth. And why is the golden cloth? That reminds Lord Jagannath, that Krishna is reminded of Radharani. Usually golden cloth, he is tied up on his vest. So he is having that cloth. And Netrante Sachichari Katas Kataksham. And what is his eyes? His eyes, devotees want to see. Devotee, you see Lord Jagannath has a big eyes. He doesn't close his eyes. Always stays open. We'll talk about it. You know. And around the Lord Jagannath eyes is, if you see the red eyelids, you can see around it of the Lord. And these eyelids are that is coming, the tears are coming from his eyes when his devotees are coming to him. Happy tears coming out from the eyes of the Lord Jagannath. And that's why he comes out of the temple all the time. So this is what now. So Okay, Venu Gita. And we know from the Brahma Gita also. No, from the Venu Gita. We also, it is described that the Lord is wearing the Vaijanti Mala, peacock feather, flute, footprints are there. So this is extra description. This is all staying still in Vrindavan. He's in Vrindavan. Sada Srimad Vrindavan. You are always in Vrindavan. You never leave Vrindavan. Vrindavan padam na gachati. Lord Shyam Sundar never leaves Vrindavan. He always stays in Vrindavan. So then what happens? We know when we went to Mathura, when Akrura came to bring Krishna to Vrindavan, it was not the Shyam Sundar Vrindavan. It was four-handed form Vrindavan. And of course our Jiva Goswami has also said that when Mother Yashoda gave birth, Sirian gave birth to just Yogamaya, but also Krishna with the two handed for Shyam Sundar. So she had given the birth to twins. And of course when Vasudev brought the Vasudev from Mathura, and at that time the four-handed Vasudev merged into the two-handed form of the Shyam Sundar. And that Shyam Sundar never leaves Vrindavan. So when this Shyam Sundar, now it's amazing, isn't it? Shyam Sundar, when he fights, he killed all the demons in the Braj. That was not killed by Shyam Sundar, that are killed by four-handed form. Otherwise, that same Shyam Sundar is afraid. Two-handed Shyam Sundar is afraid of anything happens to him. Even the bumblebee comes and he's afraid, little boy. See? That is the Shyam Sundar. So he never leaves Vrindavan. So that's why here he's saying here, Sada Srimad Vrindavan Vasati Lila Paricharani, doing the pastimes. He's just playing the pastimes during Vrindavan. He doesn't do anything. He just plays with the coward boys. He takes the gopis, having pastimes with the gopis. That's what he does in Vrindavan. So here he says, Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami. About me. So Lord, oh that Lord, please be the object of my vision. Please be, don't leave. So this is the prayer mood of the Lord Chaitanya. Okay, third one. Maham Bodhesthi Rekana Karuchira Meena Shikhare Sanprasadanta sahaja balabhadrena balina Subhadra madhyasta sakala surseva saradho Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu me Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. Now he is talking about, now he has come back to, he has come to Puri. He has come to Jagannath Puri. So he is saying, Maham Bodhes Tire Kanakaruchire Nila Sikhare. Kanakaruchire, Mahamudha means you are at the bank of the great ocean here in Jagannath Puri. And Kanakaruchire, Nila Sikhare, you are on the top of this blue mountain, looks like a golden mountain in the Jagannath Puri. The Jagannath temple is on the blue, is considered to be on the blue mountain. See? And you are not alone here. He says, Vasana Prasandante Sahaja Balabhadra Subhadra Balina. You are here with your brother Balaram, Baladev, and also Subhadra. Subhadra in the middle, you are here, your brother is there, and you are with them, your brother and sister, you are there. Now you are here. Why you are here? In Jagannath Puri. Because he had given promise to Narad Muni. When the Lord was in, Lord, when Jagan, when the Krishna Balaram and Subhadra when they were in Dwarka. And Krishna was always remembering these pastimes of the Braj, and he will call out to Radharani, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Even in the middle of the night, in the dream, he will call out to Radhe, Radhe. And all his queens, 16,108 queens, who is Radha? Huh? So they would ask. So they were Rohini, of course, Balaram's mother Rohini, she was there. And she knew all the pastimes of Krishna to perform in the Vrindavan. So she wanted, all the queens wanted to hear those pastimes. So they had the Subhadra stay at the guard at the door with the two hands at the holding. So Krishna and Balaram cannot come. But otherwise Krishna and Balaram will come, they will hear and they will completely collapse in their, you know, mood of Vrindavan. So they had Subhadra standing at the door. And the Rohini was describing all the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Krishna and Balaram's in Vrindavan. So when Krishna and Balaram came, they were also hearing from the, you know, like a devotee have a tendency to hear when Srila Prabhupada was here. And devotees want to hear something, so they would go at the door and putting their ear and hear what's happening. So they were hearing. So they came into Mahaprakasha, Mahabhava Prakasha, where their hands and feet are, you know, inside, and Subhadra's hands are inside, gone inside. This is Mahaprakasha. And at that time Narad Muni saw that form of Lord Jagannath Balaram Subhadra, of Krishna Balaram and the Subhadra's form. He saw that. So he is saying, now you will have to show me this form. Narad Muni is saying, so Lord had promised that yes, I will show you that form when in Jagannath Puri. So to keep that promise of the given to Narad Muni, that's why you are here in the Puri, in Jagannath, you know, in the city. So here says Subhadra Madhyastha Sakala Sura Seva Vatsara. And in the Vrindavan you are busy with when Vrajvasi is playing with them. Nobody else could go, just Vrajvasis, he is with Vrajvasis. But here you have come to give the mercy. You left Vrindavan and you came here, to give the mercy, to seva vatsara, to serve. To all the Brahmanis, everybody can serve. That's why you have come here. Now it is interesting that because the Lord has not left Vrindavan. Because even though you are here in Jagannath Puri, but your heart is in Vrindavan. That's why we see the t-shirt always you see on some devotees wear the t-shirt, I left my heart in Vrindavan. So you are always, your heart is, you are always in Vrindavan. Jagannath is always in Vrindavan because it's Shyam Sundar. So he was of course in Dwarka. He is in Dwarka also. So how is the Dwarka this? Krishna became Jagannath. So he said that, of course, What here they are mentioning, why you have come here from Vrindavan, you were happy in Vrindavan, he said. But here you come here to give the opportunity for the demigods to serve Vrindavan. And we know, because he is in Jagannath temple, if you know the temple situation there, it closes only for 3 or 4 hours at night. Jagannath temple, out of 24 hours. And during that 3 or 4 hours also, Lord is not sleeping. All the demigods and everybody comes there to talk to him. See? All the demigods comes there. And one time it happened that pujari of that temple, he was, after his performing his puja and everything, he was leaving. And he saw behind him the big personality, 16 to 18 feet tall personality he saw in the temple. And he was wondering, who is that person? 16 to 18 feet tall. And he asked, Pujari asked, who are you? He said, I'm Vibhishan. And he said, Vibhishan? Yes, I'm Vibhishan. He said, I come every day to meet my Lord here. Now imagine, he was 16 to 18 feet tall. Of course, he's from the Treta Yuga. So the Pujari, he asked, can you give me something for as a remembrance to me, please? So, Hare Krishna. Thank you. So Pujari, his name was the Pattajosi Mahapatra, and the Vibhishan gave him the bracelet, and the bracelet was as big as the wheel of the cart of Lord Jagannath, and that bracelet is still there. You can have a darshan of that bracelet of that bracelet in the Jagannath Puri. So that's why he is saying that he comes here. Now, Puri is a special place. It is said that Lord takes a bath in Badrinath. Then he comes for the decoration. He's already decorated and everything, and having the dinner and everything. That is in the Dwarka. And then he goes to take a rest in Sri Rangam. And then he comes to Jagannath Puri. And what he does in Jagannath Puri? Talk. That's what he does. And eat. That's what he does in Jagannath Puri. That is the Lord Jagannath, you see. So in Vrindavan, he is in Madhurya Leela, right? Madhurya Leela, right? In Dwarka is the Aishwarya Bhava. In Navadvip is the Audharya Bhava. And the Jagannath Puri is the fusion of all of them. That is the Lord Jagannath. All, everything in there. Because he is here to deliver everybody who comes to take darshan, deliver them. And that's why we know that even though sometimes we are not allowed to enter in the Jagannath temple, but Lord is so kind, he comes specially to give mercy during the Rath Yatra. And at the Rath Yatra, anybody can go give some money to the pandas. These days, before it wasn't like that. And you go on the cart and you can embrace Lord Jagannath. So this is the Lord Jagannath. So he's saying that, please Lord, be kind, merciful to me. Please be the object of my vision. Okay, next one, fourth one.
Kripa paramara sajala jalada shrin chino Ramamani rama spurata malapankera mukha Surendra aradhya shruti gana sikha gita charito Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me.
So here, Kripa Paravara, you are most merciful, you are ocean of mercy. Sajala Jalada Sreni Ruchiro. How do you look? Your color is, your body is color like a cloud. Clouds filled with water. Your body is like that, filled with water. Like a blackish rain cloud is your color. Many clouds together. Ramavani is the Saraswati. Rama is Lakshmi, and Lakshmi Saraswati, what they are doing? They are serving you, and they are also telling, they are engaging other jivas to engage in the service, in your service, you say, to help them. Then Amala Pankheru, Amala, here says Amala Pankheru Mukha, and his Amala Pankheru means his face is Amala, means mal means the dirt. Amala means your face is clean, beautiful face, same, spotless, clean face. And your Pankheru Mukha, his Mukha is his Pankar, is like a lotus. Your face is like a lotus, fully bloomed lotus, you know. And Surendra, who is worshipping you, Indra, and all the demigods and all the Suti Sastra, they are worshipping you, he says. Sikha Gana Charita. They are always chanting your glories, they are saying. You know? They are all glorifying all the sages, and everyone is glorifying Lord. So he says, Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Mohan. Be object of my vision. You are ocean of mercy. You are beautiful. Kala, Lakshmi and Saraswati are worshipping. Your face is like a blooming lotus flower. All demigods, sages and glorifying you. That Lord Jagannath, please object of my vision. Now the next one, text 5. Now he is talking about the Rath Yatra. Okay? So,
Ratha Rudo Gacchan Pati Milita Bhudeva Patale Suti Parata Pavati Padam Upasanya Chakaya Daya Sindur Pandu Sakala Jagatam Sindhu Sutaya Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Kalatu Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Kalatu Me.
So here is saying, Ratharudo Gacham, you are majestically sitting on the cart, Rath cart. And Rath is moving. And what are you doing while the Rath cart is moving? He is always talking. He is telling everybody, hey, how are you? How are you doing? He is talking to his devotees. How is everything? This way you are doing while you are on the Rath, he said. And then who is there? Baladev Patale. You are with your brother Baladev. And the Brahmanas are, what the Brahmanas are doing? Brahmans are chanting your glories. As you know, Brahmans have the 12 qualities and the devotee has a 26 qualities. So devotee is already a Brahmana. Devotee is already a Brahmana. So everybody is chanting your glories while you are on the cart, you are going along on the path. And Shruti Pradur Bhava, everybody is glorifying you and you are hearing. Everybody is glorifying, you are hearing that. Devotees glorifying, you are hearing that. You see? And Lord is, everybody is praying you. Upakarne, Lord is hearing. Sadaya, always you are hearing. Lord is always hearing. And this is important that the Lord hears our prayers. And there is a one pastime about it. There was a Salabega. Now Salabega's father was Muslim. And he was married, his father was married to a widow of a Brahmana. So of course his son was Salabega, and Salabega was his father was a Muslim, so they would not allow him in the temple. And this is a whole pastime, there is not enough time to discuss this pastime, but he was Salabega, he got sick. and he got sick, and of course his mother was a Brahmini. She was a daughter of a Brahmana. So she prayed to Lord Jagannath to cure, and the Salabhega was cured from the disease. And when he was cured, he got so attractive, even though his father was Muslim, he got so attracted to Lord Jagannath. He compiled so many songs glorifying Lord Jagannath. And he was not allowed to go in the temple, but he would always have the darshan of Lord Jagannath during the Rath Yatra. So one time during the Rath Yatra time, he was in Vrindavan. And when he was in Vrindavan, he was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm in Vrindavan and I'm going to miss this Rath Yatra of my Lord's Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. Because by the time I will reach to Jagannath Puri, Lord will be all the way back into temple. So he was praying and praying and praying to the Lord. Please, my Lord. So Lord, what happened is, Lord is so kind. Lord is for always hear the prayers of his devotee. So what happened? The Rath Yatra cart, while the Rath Yatra cart is moving, Rath Yatra cart stopped. See? Because Rath Yatra cart would not move from that place. And when the Salabhega, this came to the temple, came to Jagannath Puri, and he had darshan of the Lord Jagannath. So sometimes we think when the cart is stopped, we think there is some technical problem. There is no technical problem. Someone is praying. Someone is praying to have the darshan. And we also know that when our Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he was just born. He was not even 6 months, I guess. Not even 6 months. And the cart stopped right at the door, his father's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, because his house is right on the path of the procession, and cart stopped, that cart would not move. So of course Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the in charge of the temple. So his wife bringing little baby, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and she is putting the baby by the help of the pandas, and they're bringing the cart, and we know Jagannath garland fell right in the garland fell on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So the point is that these things happen not because of some technical problem. So, but it happens during that time. So Surendar, Daya Sindur Bandhu Sakala Jagatam Sindhu Sutaye. Everybody try to move the card, but that card doesn't move. So, and Daya Sindur, you are our friend. And Sakala Jagatam, you are everybody's friend. Sindhu Sutai, I want to see you with the daughter of the ocean god. And what daughter of the ocean god is? Lakshmi Devi. So here the Adi Shankaracharya, he is telling that I want to see you, Lord, with the Lakshmi Devi. And O Lord, please be the object of my vision. So now the sixth one.
Param Brahma Pidaku Valayadalotullanayano Nivasi Niladro Nihita Charano Antashmisham Rasanandi Radha Sarasava Pura Lingam Sukho Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami
bhavatu me.
Param Brahma Pida. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahma. Then, Kuvalaya, the Lok. Kuvalaya Dalop Dalop Phula Nayano. He said, Lord's eyes are like a big and beautiful. Your eyes are like a lotus. Everything about Krishna is lotus. Right? That's what Queen Kunti prays. Right? In the first canto, 8th chapter. Your eyes are lotus. Your face is like a lotus. Your hands are like lotus. Your lips are like lotus. Your navel is like lotus. You wear lotus flower garlands. Everything is like lotus. And what is it? Nivasi Niladra. Where you stay? You will stay in Nilachala. Vihita Charano Ananta Shirasi. And where do you put your lotus feet? On the Ananta Shesh. On top of the Ananta Shesh. Rasanandi, Radha, Sarasa. And you are enjoying blissful. How are you enjoying that bliss? By what are you doing? You are embracing Radharani. Radharani's body is like a cool pond. And you are embracing that Radharani sense, you know. And you are very happy with it. Radharani's Anga is like a cool pond. You are so happy to be embracing that. Now the Jayadev Goswami in Gita Govinda, famous Gita Govinda written by Jayadev Goswami. And there are two main shlokas. In one shloka is written by the Lord Himself, and another shloka is Lord Himself sang that shloka. And we know the one famous shloka is the Dehi Pada Pallava Udharam. This is the Jayadev Goswami when he was compiling this Gita Govinda. At that time, he is coming to this point of the Dehi Pada Pallava Udharam. Means the Lord Krishna is saying, Radharani, put her feet on my head. Krishna is saying, Radharani, put your feet on my head. And Jayadev Goswami he doesn't want to write that. What do you call that? He's hesitant to write. So what happens is that his daily activities, that he gets up early, he goes to take a bath with his kamandal, he goes to take a bath, and at that time he had that in mind to write that, but he was little bit hesitant to write that line. So at that time the Krishna came as a nakli jayga, you know, impostor, what do you call it in English? Impostor? In disguise as Jayadev, he comes there. And see, he's knocking the door to his wife. And Padmavati? Padmavati, right, thank you. So Padmavati says, Swami, what are you doing here? You just went to take a bath. No, I have come here to, I forgot to write something. So that is Krishna actually came. And he goes in there, and he's writing this. Dehi Pada Pallava. Dehi Pada Pallava Udharam. He writes. And then he's telling to his, I want to eat something. So he said, Swami, this is early in the morning. Usually you go take a bath, come back, you perform some rituals, you know, perform your puja and everything, and you take prasadam. But right now, you know, I want to eat. This is Krishna. As a Jayadev. No, I want to eat, I'm hungry, please. So she is cooking for him. And Krishna is eating that. And after Krishna, he is a Jayadev. Actually, came as a Jayadev. And he goes away. After writing. he goes away. And then Asli Jaydev comes after taking bath. He comes here, and he knocks the door, and she said, "You were just here. You were just here. How did you?" She said, "What?" He said, "What? I went to take a bath. Don't you know? I take a bath and come, and then I do puja." No. You came and you told me to cook prasadam. You told me to cook and you ate. She said, "What are you talking about? No. You came and you went and you wanted to write on the paper. You wrote it something and you wanted to I cook for you." So Jaydev Goswami realized, yeah, who that person is? That was Krishna. So Jaydev is saying that, "Where is the plate which he ate that Jaydev? Please give me that plate." So Asli Jaydev is actually licking the plate, eating, licking the plate with his tongue, because this is eaten by Krishna. See? So sometimes the servant is more fortunate than master, isn't it? His wife Padmavati is so faithfully serving Jaydev. See? So we all are very fortunate, that we have the master here, sitting here, Srila Prabhupada. And we are more fortunate sometimes than Srila Prabhupada. Right? And Srila Prabhupada is more fortunate than his spiritual master. Because Srila Prabhupada is the one who went on this planet 12 times, roaming around on this planet. Right? So this is what happened. Now second time, what happened is that he was chanting this Gita Govinda. When he was chanting it, at that time the weaver, at that time there was no, writing, piece of paper, anything. Weaver was weaving, and Jaydev was chanting this Gita Govinda. And when the part came where Jaydev Goswami, the part came where he is going to chant the Lord is embracing Radharani. So he was, at that time when that part came, at that time the Jaydev became unconscious. And this weaver is just waiting, because Jaydev is telling to write and the weaver is waving this on the cloth. And he is waiting and waiting for Jaydev to come in his consciousness, right? So Krishna cannot wait, so Krishna comes. And Krishna comes as a sadhu. And he comes as a sadhu and he's chanting this Gita Govinda. He's chanting. So he comes to this weaver and he's telling to the weaver that, what is this, what's happened to Jaydev? He said, "He's unconscious, I'm waiting for him to become conscious so he can write." He said, No, "I know how to, if you write, please you write." She said, "How do you?" "Well, he is Jaydev, I am Krishnadev. I am his brother, Krishnadev." See? So then, Krishna himself is singing that and the beaver is writing that. See? So this is village called the Kinduli village. This is what this pastime happened. So beaver is writing there. So here, he's saying that, "Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhagavatam, please be merciful to me." Okay? Now the next one, 7 and 8, will be done in next 5 or 7 minutes. Okay? 7th one. Okay?
Navaya che rajyam na jagannatamani yavikavam Naya che hamranyam sakala janakanyam varavadum Sada kale kale kamatha patina hita charito Jagannatha swami nayana patagami varatume Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami
Now, usually we go to the Lord for what? Always asking something, always. Isn't he asking, 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 asking? Give me this, give me that, give me that. But here he says, Navayache Rajyam, I don't want the kingdom. I don't want the kingdom. Then, Nacha Kanaka Manikya Vibhavam, I don't want anything. I don't want any gold. I don't want anything. He's praying. I don't want anything from you, my Lord. Vibhavam. I don't want gold, I don't want a large, nothing I don't want. Then he says, but do you want the beautiful wife? Nayacheyam Ramyam. I don't, he said, usually people go for the, asking for the good wife. He said, beautiful wife. But I don't want the beautiful wife, he says. No, okay, but you don't want the beautiful wife, but you want the Varavadu, you want the obedient wife, isn't it? So he said, no, 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 I don't want the obedient wife, but I don't want the wife. I don't want it. So what do you want then? Sada kale kale pramathapati na gita charito. You have what I want, and that's why. What is the desire of Prahlad Maharaj? What did Prahlad Maharaj ask? Well, Lord Narasimhadeva asked Prahlad Maharaj. He asked something. Prahlad Maharaj said that I don't desire anything. I desire that I don't desire anything. So I want the, I just want the always chanting your glory sada kale pramatha patina and pramatha sada kale kale pramatha Lord Shiva, just like Lord Shiva is always chanting your glories, similarly I always want to chant your glory sada kale kale bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakala shanta Krishna Bhakta Evaksu Eva Santa. Lord Chaitanya says that, right? And that's why Lord Chaitanya also says, Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam vaja gdish kamaya ma janmani janmineshwari bhavata dhvatim. Now sometimes we think that, I mean I'm chanting this, but I'm cheating myself, isn't it? When I chant, I don't want the beautiful woman, I don't want the dhanam, I don't want the follower. But in the heart, I still have desire to say that. That means I'm cheating, isn't it? No, it's not like that, he says. Because Lord knows whatever desire is within our heart. But if you chant it, if you're calling out, then he will hear. If you don't call out, then what? Right? Lord knows that, yeah, what our desires are, but if we're calling out to Him, then He will, one day He will hear our prayer and He will change our consciousness. Right? So it is important. It's like you call, if you are in difficulty, if you are, you know, there is human, if you call out someone, then someone will come and help you. If you don't call out, who is going to come and help you? So the point is that even though we have desires, but we call out to the Lord. So that Lord of the Lord, please, please the object of my vision, okay? And the, now the last one, okay? Haratvam samsaram
masaram surapate haratvam apanam dikarim aparam yadavapate Aho dine nate nita charano nishchitamidam Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume
Haratvam, no, we have one. Haratvam, take away, take away, take away. What do you take away? samsara drutaram. Please remove all my attraction, attachment to this material world. O Surapate, O Lord of the Deva, Devatas, please take away. Take away my attachment. Take away my attachment. Yadava Pate, O Lord of the Yadavas, please remove all my sins. What kind of sins? There are four kinds of sins. Kutam, Bijam, Phalam, Mukham. These are four kinds of sins. It's like a seed, it's the seed within our heart to perform the sinful activities there. So what happens? The seed is fructified into the tree and it gives the fruit. Right? That fruit of the sinful activities is growing. So please remove that seed from my heart. And not just that, what you do it, you remove that tendency even. He's praying. Remove that, even a tendency to commit sins. Not a result of our sinful activities, but in the future, I do not perform that sin, so please take away that. Haratvam papanam itrimapara yadav pate. Aho dinanathe, you are the most merciful Lord, please. Dinanathe. Nihita charano nishitam idam. Please, nihita charano. Please have your, allow me to remember your lotus feet all the time. Nihita charano Jagannath, you are life and soul for the devotee. And my Lord, you are the shelter of those devotees. Now when we talk about Nihita, for the, well, I am Dinanath, I am poor. Not poor materially, but I am poor spiritually. I am poor, my Lord, I am spiritually very poor. Please be merciful to me. And please allow me to have your darshan all the time. Please don't leave your vision for me. Okay, and the last one. Last one. Jagannastha, is not there? Jagannastha kam punyam yaha pathe prayataha suchi sarva papa visudhatma vishnu lokam sagachati. So when the devotees chant these prayers, what happens? Where he goes? When he recite, when the devotee, when recite, devotee recite these prayers, with these prayers with a full faith and with dedication, then what happens? Where he goes? He goes to? Not Vishnu Loka. This is not time with Vishnu. You all will be surprised. Going Vishnu Loka. Wait a minute. We want to go to Golok Vrindavan. We don't want to go to Vaikuntha. But here is his man, the Vishnu Loka means in the Golok Vrindavan, going back to Godhead. So person, devotees who chant these prayers with faith and dedication, he will go back to Godhead. So thank you everybody for listening these prayers. And now we're going to show this video prepared by our two young devotees, Vaishnavas. They are here? Are they here? They are not here. Their mom is here. Or they are here? They are not here? They are supposed to be here. this is a... this is the Gospel Parade 2022. We have changed the music. This is Amal Harinam is singing. You can see all our youth of the Florida, Gainesville and all. It's all these young Vaishnavis, 4 miles walking, chanting and dancing like this for all 4.5 miles. And wait until you see the people around. There are around 500 to 600,000 people, spectators, during this Gasparilla parade are there. And they are watching and they are so happy seeing this, all the youth chanting and dancing. And they are so excited, all these spectators are so excited by seeing them. Look at all people. Look at all the spectators, and look at all the young Vaishnavis. They are with a garland and nicely decorated with gopi dot and the color matching their dresses, and all over you Vaishnavas. And Madhusudan Prabhu, Madhusudan, thank you to Madhusudan for coming all Rath Yatras with his truck. So again, thank you everybody. So now we're gonna have Abhishek setting up, and the Abhishek will be everybody's. Welcome to bathe, Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is the Lord of the universe. Everybody can bathe, everybody can come closer to him and bathe. Whatever dress you wear doesn't matter.